Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host my show, Life After Happiness. Today, I have my co-host with me, Barbara. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hi, Barb.
And because it's Friday, we have our psychic, Dale Shear, and we also have Richard. Are you there, both of you?
Yes. Aloha.
Aloha.
I wish it was aloha. I have to tell you guys something. I almost died a few days ago. Now, listen up, listen big. I was in the grocery store, which will remain nameless, and I needed an electric cart because I had to go get a whole bunch of things, and it was too far to walk, okay? So I got the electric cart, and as I'm getting the electric cart, I backed out, and this 4x4, 9-foot piece of wood, real thick, fall right on, just on my cart, almost on my cart. I missed it by 2 shakes of a second.
Oh,
and everybody
my goodness.
Comes. I know. I swear, if that thing would have hit me, I would have been in goodbye time. And I'm going, someone up there likes me. Anyway, had everybody running out going, are you okay, Gary? What is that thing? I'm leaving the store, and they have the same wood thing up. So I call, and I said, hey, you guys, you know, someone's going to get killed, and it's not going to be me. So that was my near-death experience.
That is so scary. Was your adrenaline just pumping after that?
No. I just kind of pushed the button on the cart and kept going. I don't know. It didn't bother me for some reason.
That is kind of odd. But what is more odd is that I had a close call at a grocery store last night.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
Yes, you and I
yes,
both.
In
what,
the parking
what happened
lot.
To you?
Yes. Oh, well, I pull in, and it was late, a late shopping deal, and I saw people yelling at each other and kind of trying to get in a vehicle, and the vehicle was on, and they were all clamoring on the side of this vehicle and yelling, don't go, stop, stop. And the guy just tore off, squealed off, straight at my car, and I had to zoom out of his way. Can you imagine if he would have smashed me in my new car?
Oh.
And yeah, and my adrenaline, I mean, my heart was pumping. I was just like, I had to pull over and call Priscilla and say, oh my gosh, I can't even breathe. I mean, that was scary. Grocery stores are dangerous, you guys. You got to be more careful.
What?
Grocery store parking lots than anything.
I mean, this
yeah,
thing
they
is
are.
Really...
I mean, I've never had that happen to me, where this thing just came flying right down and almost hit my cart, you know, missing it by a quarter of an inch and making this noise, and I'm going, oh, my God. Anyway, and I just kept going, doing my grocery shopping. Everybody else was looking, going, are you okay?
But I cannot believe it.
I know.
That they had something so dangerous there for you, and then you came out, and it was still there.
I came out and someone re-put it back up. And then so I called and I talked to the general manager and I said, you know, you're in for the biggest lawsuit that money can buy if you leave that thing up there. And I told her what happened. She said, oh, I'm going to remove it. I go, good. Next time I went in, it was gone. So anyway, somebody was watching.
I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah, you too. Somebody's been watching out for both of us. Every time you have something weird happen to you, I have something weird happen to me. Have you noticed that?
Yes. Yes, I have. It's so weird. I can't remember exactly what it was, but I thought that too, Dale.
I swear. Every time. We're half moved and, you know, we're getting out. Last week I didn't go on because just got the place and we're moving. And I just want, I'm moving, half moving. I wanted to thank you, by the way, for the Facebook.
Yeah.
To Johnny. and for the blue jeans and getting all that together, and we'll do it in a couple of weeks.
That we figured it out, and I called her today to tell her.
Yeah, you push a button. You push one button, and you're live on Facebook. It's not hard, and
it works seamlessly.
Well,
Barbara,
Barbara, you keep saying you're going to interview me. When?
Okay. Well, I would love to. We'll have to figure that out. Sooner the better, I think.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, wait till
the
after my move.
The sooner the better.
Yeah, wait till
after
the
move.
I mean, we should be probably within 2 weeks. I'll be all right and have my hair done and be okay. But I mean, you know, just if I'm going to go on live, I want to look good like you.
Oh, thank you. There is a little trick to getting the lighting down and everything. I don't like shadows on my face, and I got it down now. So that'll be fun because there's so many facets to your personality and what you do. And I want to get in deep with you and whatever you want to talk about, you know. Yeah. Oh,
I don't care.
I want to talk about Johnny Carson.
Well, we could talk about that, except for the one thing that drives me nuts. When did you realize you had this ability?
What ability?
Well, you have been asked that a lot, yeah.
I mean, it's
what?
Like
oh,
I was born. Yeah. I was born this way. You know, I never realized it. I thought everybody else was abnormal, and I was normal. But
I know.
I'm finding out.
You usually are. The ones that are the real psychics are born that way, and they just know it. They know that about themselves. It's just something you know.
Someone's calling from New York. I don't know what's going on. I'll call them later. Okay. So, Johnny, give out the number because they're calling my number, okay?
Yes. The number is 516-531-9877.
Start calling, everybody.
And Richard, you give it out one time because Richard's my co-buddy.
Yes. Okay, 516-531 with a 9874. You call, we haul, okay?
Oh, that's so cute. Richard, you remind me of my dad.
They're calling my phone number, so wrong. Okay, are we ready to go, Johnny?
We are ready to go. Our first one is area code 231. You're on the air.
Hello, caller.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
What is your name and where are you from?
I'm calling from Michigan, and my name is Pia.
Oh, what a beautiful
name. And my question is, I've been in the midst of a job search, and I'm wondering, do you see anything happening in the near future with that?
I'm just perplexed. There's so many jobs out there that I'm just, like, totally perplexed. What type of work do you do?
I'd like to stay in the nonprofit social work area. The last position I held was working at a recognition, and
So there's no money. There's no money involved?
No. There's,
There should be gobs of it. It's real simple. Just put it out there on Facebook or Craigslist or wherever. Or, you know, just whatever and just what you want, or just go to a headhunter and put it out there.
I'm still currently working. I've just been applying at different positions, and I'm just wondering if you see any changes coming up for me in that area.
Yes, I do, within the next 3 months. That's for sure, next 3 months. But do you want to go out of the area or you want to stay where you're at?
No, I would like to stay in this area that I'm in.
Yeah. Why do you want to leave the job you have if you're not making any money to begin with?
I'm not making a lot of money, but I work all three shifts like in the same week, and I've been doing it for the last year or so, and it's just too much for me. I'm a cancer survivor, and it's just too much. I can't handle it. It's
Why don't you give up one? Can you give up one?
I'm only working one job, and that's how they schedule it. I don't know why they do it like that. A lot of us supervisors are leaving there because of it.
They don't have enough people. And my suggestion to you is talk to your boss. Say you are a cancer survivor. This is too much stress on you, and you need some time off. And if they can't give you the time off, then you'll have to take it.
Yeah, that's about the point that I'm getting at. Yeah.
Really? That's that. Come on. You don't need all the stress when you're a cancer survivor.
No, it's way, way too much. The whole last year has been just a blur. I wasn't working. I was literally sleeping or trying to sleep, but all three different shifts, too much.
You're talking to the wrong person. You should be talking to the right person and telling them you're not going to do it anymore.
Yeah,
it's
that
simple.
That.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then you call us back and let
me. I'm not in position. Okay, thank you.
Pardon me? Wait, you're not in position what?
I'm not in a position where I can just not work, you know, and not have any income
I'm not saying not work.
But
you need to tell them I'm a cancer survivor. I need less time, and I don't care how you do it, but just do it, please.
Yeah, I've been asking for a long time. It's just not happening. So I'm looking elsewhere.
Okay.
So I was just wondering if anything was going to pop pretty soon. Or...
Well, for sure, there is, but if you have to, call in sick. That's simple.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, Johnny.
All right. Okay.
Hello.
I'm here.
Hi.
Oh,
do you ever see, like, Dale, if the caller didn't do what you just told her that she should do, do you see what would happen to her if she didn't go along with your advice? Do you see that?
Yes.
Envisioning it? Can you tell us what would happen?
The cancer would come back.
Yeah,
the
stress is
the wrong thing.
I hope she's still listening to this then.
Well, I'm sure she is. But, you know, a lot of people, I can't afford to do that, but they don't understand if they get a real job, they're paying $15, $20 an hour. Have you gone to try to get a hamburger lately? Just at a fast food place?
Yeah. We just
caught
one Chick-fil-A, and it was like $18 for two chicken sandwiches. I mean, come on. That's too much, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's why I won't eat there. I won't.
Oh.
We have
really?
A place.
I didn't know you couldn't eat there.
No, because I'm not paying that kind. I am so tired. You know, Chili's has this thing. I don't know. Do you have Chili's over there?
Yes. I
they
do know
have...
about Chili's.
Yeah, 3 for $10 during the week. They give you 3 or 4 different things for $10, which is kind of cool.
Chili's?
You choose.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. For
$10. Fast food's getting too expensive these days.
Mm-hmm. That's only during the week.
I'll
Monday
check that
through
out.
Friday. You have to look at places that are.
Well, yeah, I've seen this before. Yeah.
You know that are starting to give you good prices. I learned something the other day. I freaked out. One of my friends at the swimming pool was telling me she pays nothing for groceries because she goes to coupons.com and someplace else, liquor. And between the two and the store things, they pay zero, nothing. And I was shocked.
That's good, huh?
Mm-hmm, I guess.
I try to do stuff like that, Dale, and then I just end up with a pile of receipts in a corner. You know, I just try so hard to scan all my receipts. Yeah, and the less I have to do, the better. That's what I say. So it might be worth spending money and not having to do that.
I
can't do that.
I totally understand, but if you don't have any money, that's one way to do it.
Yeah.
And I totally understand, you know, your point. Okay, next caller, John.
All right, it's area code 404. You were on the air.
Hi, caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Brittany. I'm calling from Atlanta.
Atlanta. Okay, we've been getting a lot of calls from Atlanta. How's the weather now over there?
Oh, it's pretty good. It's not bad.
Well, mm-hmm. at least you can breathe. Before it was raining really bad.
Right.
I mean, we're watching it on TV going, oh, my God. Anyway, how can I help you?
Just wanted to know if I was choosing the correct path for my career. I was going into nursing school, so I wanted to know if that was the lighter path for me because I had a couple of options.
Let me hear what your options are.
It's a PhD, and
in what?
In psychology, and
okay.
then I had the accelerated nursing program, and
mm-hmm.
then I the real estate.
Okay, boy, you're out in left field with real estate. I would do real estate part time because
okay.
what's happening is the market is pretty much almost at its limit, and it's going to start to be going down. Slowly, but it'll start to go down. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, seriously, have you noticed it?
Well, going down? No, not where I'm at. No.
Okay, but it will be very soon, all right? I'd say a few months or by the end of the year, it'll start to go on the downside. But it all depends on the situation. If they keep holding it up where, you know, the government pays for everything and where, you know, then things will be different. But anyway, as far as PhD, I'm ruling that out totally. I'm looking at accelerated nursing.
Okay. And the master's or the BS, bachelor's?
Oh boy. Well, I would start with the bachelor's and see if you
okay,
like it.
You know, it's a second degree, so I have like two already. So that's why I asked.
Okay, but then if you go for your master's, then what?
Well, the goal is to be a doctor nurse.
Definitely you should be. Definitely. That's what I would go for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you feel like that's the lighter path for me?
That's the best path for you. Not the lightest, but it's the best path for you because you're good at it.
Okay. Okay.
And you can help people through a lot of things.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No problem. And all right. That's good to hear. That's good to hear because I had so many decisions. Like, I was also thinking about there are so many programs, and I'm like, okay, will I stay here in Atlanta or go to Texas? So it's just like I'm thinking about so much stuff, but I do think.
Okay,
you
well, you got to look at this. As far as travel is concerned, because of the new COVID thing, it's going to be probably shut down again. We're knocked down
I
again.
I think so, too. I'm thinking.
No doubt in my mind. No doubt.
Oh, gosh.
And
I'm
we'll
so
be back
nervous.
To square one. Yeah, we'll be back to square one. So we want to
okay.
go. If you're going to travel, make sure it's a place you like and it has a big-ass you know, house, you know, that you can work in.
Okay?
Okay. And there aren't any of those that the prices are like $4,500 on it. So we can rule that out, okay?
Well, question. Okay, now that you said something, because now I went into panic mode, because, you know, COVID is rough when you are single, right? So as it gets shut down, do you see a companion? Because that last COVID was pretty rough.
I don't think this COVID, I don't know if it'll be as bad. I think they have a lot of it under control. I don't know if the shots are doing anything. I mean, they're telling us now we're going to take more shots. You know, I don't know anymore. I mean, who knows? You know, I'm sure it's doing something. But the mask helps the most because we're not breathing people's germs. So that helps the most. Okay. And all these people that don't want masks are crazy. But I don't know. It's going to be bad. It'll be bad.
Oh, God.
But as far as you have the ability to help a lot of people. And as long as you have that ability, I would do it.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you. That feels so good because I've been in limbo about this for a very long time. So I've been fighting it. And I've learned that nothing comes easy. So I'm ready to do what I need to do. So I just wanted to make sure that I was doing my gift, what I was here to do, because sometimes I run.
And I feel that this is what you're here and put on this earth for. So we'll end it at that. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
What a smart woman checking with you. Mm-hmm. Make sure she's on the right path.
Yes, she's on the right path. Let me have Johnny give out his phone number.
Okay. The number is 516-531-9874.
And that is for what, Johnny?
To call and get a free mini reading.
Yes. Okay. So, Barbara, did you have any questions? Yeah, Barbara, did you have any questions?
Well, he's trying to think of one, and I don't have one right now. And then I asked Priscilla because she was sitting next to me, and she said no. She got kind of shy. She used to come on the show all the time and ask questions. So,
well,
question for the reading, right?
Gonna,
the reading.
Yeah, no, but is she going to be going to school or are you going to homeschool her?
She will go to school. She's really into going. She's very social. So she will be going to Huntington High as a freshman upcoming. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm fine with it. She was a good mask wearer.
That's fine. But are they opening the school for her to go?
Mm-hmm.
As far as we know, everything's set and they haven't changed anything. I have not been alerted to that.
Okay. And that's of starting what, Monday?
No, she starts in September, like normal people would. You know, summer is not over
normal.
In August. Yeah, I went back to school always in September.
Oh, okay. So she's got a whole month, right?
Yeah. She's full force enjoying her summer right now.
And I see a new guy in her life.
But like right now, because she hangs around one a lot.
Mhm. Yeah, right.
But
now.
She always says it's her. She always says it's her friend.
Don't believe it.
Do you guess what letters are in names? Because I know what letter his name starts with.
S and E.
There is an E in it. I don't remember his last name. His name's Kyle, so there's an E in that.
I know.
I can't ask her. She'll think I'm talking about her.
Oh, she's getting into one of those modes.
She's in that mode, and she just showed me a picture of it, his shoulders, and they're all black and blue. And I go, what in the heck is that from? She says, football practice. Can you believe it? He's in football in high school.
Oh, my goodness.
And they get bruised up like that.
That's pretty bad. Well, she's a good kid, and she's, when people don't want to talk to me, it's one of the two reasons. It's like they're hiding something. Or they're
hiding something. I thought she was hiding something, too. I thought that, too. Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah, she's hiding something.
Yeah, when she goes out the door, I feel like she's hiding something every time because she goes out quietly. Like, what's the big deal? It's not like I make you stay in the house. And I can sense it. I can sense there's something.
You can put a GPS on her and see what happens.
They did that with my nephew.
I do, though. I put it on the phone. It's on there.
Okay.
I just put share your location, so I know where she is. But I don't know what she's doing there at the location.
What's the location?
Well, she's always going to the park or she's going to friends' houses. That's what they do.
Is what? Sponge houses?
Friends. That she just goes to friends' homes and spends the night and then goes to the park and meets friends.
Oh,
and down
okay.
to the pier, the beach, movies, just things. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what she's doing while she's going down there.
Just
we're doing a little reading
people.
On you. She's listening.
Well, tell her she's
next
hiding.
Forward.
Because you're a good girl.
Okay, next caller. Like
all
Richard.
Right. Area code 727. You are on the air.
Welcome
hi
to the
there.
Show, caller. Hi.
Thank you.
Name.
You're on with Psychic Dale Shear. Go ahead.
Thanks so much. If the caller
what's your
asks,
name? What's your name
Kate.
And where are you from?
This is Kate. I'm calling from Florida.
Okay, Florida. Oh, the no mask state. Okay.
Oh, don't. You are talking with someone who has worn double masks from the get-go, and you
good.
Said it
good.
Correctly.
Yeah.
Masks make a difference, and if you don't believe it, what in the world have we been doing to abate infection control for the last 100 years?
You're right. And when you deal with polio and all the other diseases that people got shot, these conspiracy theories are ridiculous. I mean, come on. Sure, it's not tested yet the way it should be tested, but you know what? If it helps, it helps. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what they
it's
give
been
you.
It's been 20 years in the making. The procedure that has been used for Moderna and Pfizer started in about the year 2000. This particular
really?
Virus happened to be the virus that is being used. This replication has been years in the making, so there's nothing new there.
That's wonderful, except my question to you would be to you is,
yeah.
What about the booster shot on Moderna? Do you think that's necessary, or what do you feel?
I think here's the rub. This is a Nova virus, which means this particular protein spike has never, ever been in our awareness before. It didn't mean it hasn't existed for thousands of years. Who knows? It is the first time that it is in our awareness and identified. And it is mutating, and that's what any kind of bacteria or virus looking for a host does. When it can't go in one way, just like the little lizards in Florida. People think that they can keep them out of their house. Well, have survived millions of years by twisting and turning and flattening themselves. Mm. And a virus is going to do the same thing to get to a host. So it has recognized that there is a stronger immunity and a stronger host. So that virus is going to look for a weaker immunity and a weaker host, And if it has to twist and turn itself in order to survive, it will do so. And that's what's happened. So we've gone from alpha, and we're now at lambda. So we're halfway through the alphabet with mutations.
Okay, so are you saying on the booster
Here's
shot
what's
that's okay?
Happening. Here's what's happening with the boosters. What's happening right now, and this is, and understandably, this is why folk are so confused and frustrated, because we always want one answer for all time. And, of course, there's no such thing. So what is happening is that the pharmaceuticals are now working to amend, if you will, the vaccines to see if the vaccines can accommodate the mutations. So Moderna has already announced that a little bit of a tweak in their vaccine is in the works. And the upcoming Novavax, which is only not approved because the manufacturing and distribution hasn't been worked out yet, that particular vaccine has inclusive immune factors for malaria and flu. So in that same way, the answer to your question is the vaccines are going to get better and better, and we may have to have a different vaccine next year and the following year. And when folk are frustrated about that, that is the way of science and evolution. Every day and every way, we're always changing, hopefully for the better.
Question.
So, yes,
you're so versed on this, which is fabulous. Where are you getting all your information?
I was going to answer to the previous caller. I do have a background in healthcare. I worked directly in it for 30 years. And I have two graduate degrees, so I don't know. I always tell folks that's not about being smart. It's about being hard-headed, stubborn, and tenacious. So I do know how to research. There are numerous sites that you can go to and get all the information that's available to any medical practitioner in terms of clinical trials. The ingredients of all the vaccines are widely published. What took place in each and every clinical trial is widely published.
Okay, we get it. We get it.
Well, what I was going to say is we've had a guy on the show before. He's a, you know the guy I'm talking about, Barbara? He's a doctor, and he was talking about COVID. I mean, this you sound a lot like him. Very
scientist.
He was a scientist, very, very well articulate, and
she,
you know.
She is. She's very well versed in this, John.
Folks, anybody listening, go to the internet and go to the site. These folks cannot make this stuff up. It would be out, and they would be out of business so fast. So by law, they have to publish exactly what is in each and every vaccine. The clinical trials, they're each about 100 pages long in terms of summary. Anybody can go on and read the summaries of the clinical trials. It's right for the reading.
Wait. Due to you, I'm going to take the third shot, whatever it may be. And I thank you very much for educating the people to know this. Unfortunately, there's I have so many friends are with the conspiracy theory. They won't wear masks. I'm to the point like
what do you think that's about? Seriously, what is that about?
Fear. They're fearful of taking the shot because they could die. That's what I think it's about.
Think about it. I think it's fear. I don't think it's because they think they're going to die from the shot. I think it's fear of lack of, that they think they are out of control or not in control, and they think by not wearing the mask and not taking the vaccination that somehow they are controlling something outside of themselves.
That's probably very true. That's very true. But, you know, unfortunately, I have a hairdresser who won't, you know, wear a mask or take shots or stuff like that. It drives me nuts. But
that one's easy. It's what you just said. You just say, when you decide to wear the mask and get vaccinated, I'll see you again. Love you. Love your work.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to interact as long as you don't wear a mask and you're not vaccinated.
Except for one little thing. I've had my double shots. I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
So is Richard. We're double, you know. My point is she only charges $30. That's all I can really afford. So, I go like once a month, once every 6 weeks. You know,
what's your choice. You are not going to, just as none of us are going to change the minds and hearts of another person, and how arrogant to think that we could or would. All we can do is what we do, and then just as you've asked me, give folk explanations, and hopefully they come from rational, reliable, credible sources when we're asked.
Well, you are highly intelligent. What was your question to begin with?
If that sweet young woman is listening about her choices of career, if she would please research Augusta University College of Nursing, she can fast track a master's degree in nursing, and she will have many of the choices that she described. And one of those choices will be to work in a field of psychology or mental health, and that will save her 6 years of doctoral study unless she wants to do research. And she doesn't sound
wonderful.
Like she's oriented to research.
That sounds wonderful. Do you have any questions for you, sweetie?
I do. I have a family dynamic that goes back decades with a sibling who, for her needs, has needed to detach my brother and I from my parents. She has...
What's the question?
My question is, she is temporarily living with my parents. That does not feel temporary to my brother and I. Do you all have any insights as to what's going on there with
my
sister and my parents?
She is incapable of living on her own. And if you were to check the rents lately, very few people are capable of living on their own. She is totally incapable.
She inherited tons of money from two husbands who have passed. So this is more of an emotional, mental thing.
It's an emotional, mental thing. I don't care what you want to call it. She's incapable of living on her own. And that's the way it is. And that's the way she'll stay. And like you say, unfortunately, there's nothing you can do about it.
That is a firm clarification, and thank you so much for that. I have almost 99% let it go and recognize just as what I've described earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Can't control it, can't influence it. Just love them from a distance and keep going.
Yeah, Jennifer Aniston just did that. She just let go of all her friends that didn't mask, and that was very interesting. That's made news. But anyway, thank you very much for informing
us
and telling us.
And aloha to you.
About all.
Oh, aloha.
Stuff. Yeah,
aloha.
We do Hawaii a lot, and, you know, we're trying to get back there, but now their cases are rising. Every time we think of going back to the island, you're up to 648.
Oh, no.
You know, he has a son in New Mexico who won't take the shot. I mean, his wife had COVID, but anyway, it's rough. You know, it's rough. But anyway, the fear is there, so whatever is there. I hope that everybody understands if they knew that if everybody would mask themselves, take the shot, we'd be rid of it totally, probably inside of a year.
At least, yeah. Maybe under, you're right.
Yeah.
Well,
it's
all of you good health and blessings.
Mm-hmm.
But
thank you.
Wearing those masks.
One thing it is doing, my husband's working DoorDash and he's working Grubhub, and it's really helping because people don't want to go out. They want their food delivered, so it's all cool. Anyway, thank you for calling. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank
you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Call back sometime. Aloha.
That was a wonderful explanation, don't you think, Barb?
Yes.
Oh,
great.
Yes. And I knew that they were studying this and working on this vaccine that long ago. I just read that, too. So
you just read
it's not as new as everybody thinks.
Really?
They've been studying this.
I haven't.
For something else, they have been working on this vaccine. And then when COVID happened, they altered it a little bit and made it our vaccine. But it's not like they just started months ago. Like, it's what this woman described. That's what it is. So,
yeah. And all these conspiracy
afraid
people.
Of it. I just would be afraid of getting sick. Just don't plan anything around the second shot, because a lot of people get sick from the second shot.
That's not true. That's not true. I had the second shot, and I had nothing. I had more from the first shot than I did from the second.
Oh,
I had nothing.
That's the
zero.
Well,
and Richard had it, and we both had nothing.
I didn't have
Richard didn't.
But I didn't have anything with the second shot. But like my brother-in-law did, my father did. I know some people that did, but I'm not saying that to everybody. I'm just saying that I.
Well, you know, it depends on your immune system. I have a very high immune system, so and so does Richard. So. If you have a high immune system, chances of you getting anything from it. The first shot, because I have arthritis in my knees, it kind of hurt me there, but that only lasted 2 or 3 days, but, you know, it's no biggie. But I can tell you that I'd rather have this shot. Let's say this much, and I have to agree with this woman 100%. The one thing that's so important is I don't know anybody who has died of these shots, but I know plenty of people who have died of COVID.
Oh, yeah, personally.
Sense?
Oh, yeah. Of course, you would rather get sick from the shot than COVID. And if you do end up getting it, which some people have this breakthrough getting COVID, then your symptoms are just like flu symptoms. They're not COVID.
That's not
horrible,
true.
Horrible getting incubated.
That's not true. My husband had COVID. It was the worst I've ever seen in my life. He almost did.
Even with the shot.
I mean, not the shot.
Even being vaccinated, he had COVID?
Oh, no. He wasn't vaccinated at the time because he wasn't, they weren't giving it at the time to him. The only reason they gave it to me so early was because of Richard, because he's 92, so, and I'm his caregiver. So they gave us both the shots, but my husband wasn't allowed to take it yet. And he did get the COVID. And it was the worst he ever had in his life. And he has the long COVID, so which is every so often he gets really tired and exhausted. But he's getting better and better every day. He's doing fine.
Oh, that's good. I was just saying that they have the breakthrough. Like some people get vaccinated and they are tested positive for COVID, but they don't really know it because they just have flu-like symptoms. So, yeah, it's you could still get it, but you're not going to die from it. That's what I was trying to say.
Maybe yeah, maybe no.
Right.
We don't know. We don't know. I mean, it's just where we're in the hospital.
Got it.
It's in there, you know. But I like the two-shot thing, and I was debating whether to get three shots, but now that she explained it to me, that makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Where are we?
We have, are you ready for another caller?
Sure.
Okay. Area code 347, you are on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Tanika, and I wanted to know something about career. I've been going
okay,
to
Tanika,
a lot of
Tanika, I think you've
yep.
called about a dozen times. Make it short, sweetie. What can I do for you?
Okay. I just wanted to know when you saw me leaving my current job.
Psychics don't know time. So that's a free will choice. Whenever you choose to do it, it's up to you. We are not good at time. Hello.
Okay.
I can't tell you when you're going to leave your job. It's when you get up and ready and say, I've left. I'm leaving.
Okay.
Sorry, I wish I could give you a better answer, but I can't. It's beyond my capability, but thank you for calling.
That was a good answer. That is a good answer, because that's basically like saying you are going to leave it when you leave it. That is the answer.
What I'm saying.
Well,
exactly.
The question should have been, am I leaving it? You know, I mean,
well,
that would
I was
be
asking
more specific.
Because I was asking because I've been going on interviews, so that's why I wanted to know when I would be landing something.
Well, that's a whole other story when you'll be landing something. I'd say within 2 to 3 months or less.
Okay.
Definitely.
Thank you.
That's good news.
Okay. Next one.
Thank you.
Johnny.
Hello.
Hi, Johnny.
Hello.
Johnny.
Hi, Johnny.
We're ready for another one. Johnny, we're ready for another caller. He's probably screening the caller right now. That's probably what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. He's probably sleeping. I don't know.
Yeah. Falling off the bed like he does on my show. Just kidding.
Same thing.
Just kidding, Johnny. It looks like it sometimes because his background's so crazy. It looks like he's falling off.
I'm here.
Well, okay, we've been talking about you.
I'm sorry. I was screening. Apparently, that lady that called in that was very intelligent that said a lot of things. She's listening in. So I thought as soon as I saw that the caller had disconnected, I thought I'd come on and you know, I just thought I'd let her. But no, she's on. She's listening in. So her name's Kate. She's listening in. So.
Oh. I assume they
well,
always
that's lovely,
listen.
And
hi,
usually
Kate.
that's what they normally do, Johnny, is listen in to the rest of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't see them on Twitter, but I'm just letting you know that she is. So I told her that, you know, she's
okay.
Listening in.
Hi, Kate, again.
Who do we have next?
You're great. Okay.
Well, we don't have any callers, but I can... I mean,
then what? There he goes again, Barbara.
Right.
give out your phone number.
Sure. The number is 516-531-9874. That's the number.
That's the number to call for your reading with world-renowned psychic skills here.
Okay. So, yes. Barbara, you and I can talk. So what are you doing this weekend?
Okay. Dale, I need help. I don't think I can do this by myself. It's again worse. It's my house because I have my
Uh-oh.
Mom's wardrobe, my wardrobe, Priscilla's wardrobe,
Uh-oh.
And all the boxes I've gotten for 5 years from this guy of stripper clothes. God
I
knows why I sent
you.
These. Oh, my God.
You and
I need help.
Go through the same path. Every time. I can't believe it.
I can't believe it either.
I know. Richard can't believe it either. I have a niece. But we both,
yeah.
She's just like me. Well, no, my husband's my whatever. She's a young lady, and all she does is stare at her stuff for hours, and she can't. She's just like me. Blythe will put me in the room. He'll go fold these clothes. So I stare at them for 2 or 3 hours, and I leave the room. And I don't know why. I just do. I can't organize anything because my brain don't work that way. It works very. My brain works on being really psychic and spiritual and doing weird things, but it doesn't work in reality. It works in a different time zone.
True.
I stared at mine too, and it's like, why can't you take your staring and start folding, you know, and stare at the same time as you fold it all? But no, I just, it's too much. It's like, we're faced with a mountain, and I thought of you because I thought, okay, I'm just like Dale right now because I might as well have just moved in here because it looks like I did with everything just everywhere.
But no, mine's worse. Mine's worse because I'm moving, and my husband's doing it all, and Richard, who's 92, is lifting boxes that are 45 pounds. And I feel I watch, and I'm just mesmerized. And then I leave because I don't want to be. I don't know what it is.
Do you think it's because it's our own?
I don't know.
We
should ask Kate.
Because it's our own.
I don't know what that is.
If you did
you
want me to put stuff, you wouldn't stare at it. No, just a minute, Donnie. I'm talking. Okay. I think it's when it's your own stuff because I could go over and organize anybody else's stuff because I wouldn't be interested in staring at it or remembering memories on it or all these things. But when it's your own stuff, we have a block.
No, it's not that with me.
It's not.
I look at something and it's just like, I go, I'm supposed to do something with this, but I don't, you know, I'll fold it. And then I put it in the wrong place.
Yeah, and then you can't find it again, right?
That's right.
I'm not going to ask you for help then. I'm not going to have you come over and help me, Dale.
No.
You're the wrong one to help.
You know, you got that right. But I'll tell you one thing, Richard, I just say, here's the laundry. And it's like 100 people. I said, this is your job. You fold.
Can I say something now? Can I say something?
Yeah.
Is it my turn? I'm sitting here in the place where I'm sitting, everybody. I can look into our bathroom with a double sink and the marble top and all that. And there must be at least, I don't know, 15 or 20 bottles up there. Plus
that's nothing.
Bottles underneath the sink. And there's two sinks, you know, and they're full of bottles. And all this, and I kept asking Dale, why don't you just go in and start those bottles? Oh, I can't do that. And then finally her husband Blake came and took her in there by the hand, I don't know, and twisted her arm and with a big trash bucket. And now, I'd say 3/4 of those bottles are gone because they're all probably a quarter empty or a half empty or damn near empty, you know. It's quite a sight to see the change in the view into the bathroom.
Well, there are certain people that can do that. I used to be able, in Hawaii, I call in my best friend, and she'd say, what's the matter? And I said, my closet. I can't organize it. You know, I'll be right over. 10 minutes later, boom, 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 boom. It's all organized. And it's like, how do they do that?
I don't know. There's too many categories. When you're a woman, there's so many categories. So many different things we put on our bodies. So many.
I find it a waste of time to do that. We could be doing something else. And that's not what I
want to do. Life is too short to fold underwear. Have you heard of that saying? It's a bumper sticker.
What?
Life is too short to fold underwear.
No, I haven't heard of that one. I didn't know you fold it. I didn't know you fold underwear.
Actually, there's a cartoon that I saw where a person goes up to the mom and he says, we have awful news for you. And what's the awful news? Well, your son was in a car accident, and he was wearing dirty underwear.
Okay, Johnny, enough with the weird stuff. I didn't know you're supposed to fold underwear. I just take it from the dryer and I just throw it in the drawer. Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
No, I fold every one of them special. They're all specially folded.
Yes.
Okay, I have a question.
It takes so much time.
You said when you go on there with me that, you know, you're going to ask me about Johnny Carson, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Fine. Am I allowed to ask you about Trump?
Yeah, why don't we do each other? Because that's what my show
cool.
is all about. It's like I like having conversations. I think that is fun. So My favorite question
to you is, I need you to think about this. How good was he in bed? That's what I want to know.
It's parallel to how he ran the country. So
oh,
yeah. Your imagination is going to run wild now.
Yes, it is. If you ask me the same question, I can answer it.
Okay. Oh, I will. Now, this is a good teaser for Breaking Away with Barbara with Dale Shear. Yeah.
Well,
let me know when we're
going to do this. Do we have to do it on the TV or can we do it on the radio?
No, we're doing it on TV because then why would we even do it on the radio? I mean,
yeah.
We already do this one. I already do this one.
Yeah.
You know, Life, Laughter, Happiness. That's going to be the radio. And no, every episode's going to be on TV.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Let me know when to do this so I can get ready.
When you are done, like, moving in. But you started moving in, right, already?
Yeah.
Or are you just packing
right,
up?
Right, but I got to find this. I have to find a spot, and I have to find my makeup that I have to find what I'm going to wear.
Oh, you probably won't be wearing any underwear for a while because you're not going to be able to find any.
No.
I can't.
Well, no, that's not a problem. You see, if you do it my way, if you just take it from the dryer and you throw it into the chest, then you know where it is. It's in drawer number one. It's simple.
No more folding underwear.
It.
Okay.
Can I ask you a question?
Can I ask you a question? Do any of you press your underwear with an iron?
Why would you? Who has an
before
iron?
Before folding.
Who has
no way.
An iron? No way.
Okay.
No, I have a steamer. I certainly don't steam it. Yeah, nobody
you
has irons
put it
anymore,
in,
right?
You put, it in the, you put it in the dryer and let it get all the wrinkles out if you need be.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Okay.
That's funny.
Where are
Johnny?
I'm here.
Does your mom iron your underwear?
I know he irons it, but it's folded. I mean, I've never seen her iron something, so, you know.
Aren't you lucky
folding.
Of your mom folding your underwear?
Oh, there you go.
49 years old.
Hold on a second.
What?
I said you're lucky that you still have your mom folding your underwear, Johnny.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't fold my underwear because it's my underwear is old. I just throw it in the drawer. Okay, I think we're at that time, Barbara.
That's right.
Oh, gosh, wow. I was just bird watching and I had lost track of time. Well, thank you so much, Dale, for your expertise. And that was so fun. And I love hearing Richard chuckle. I mean, that just brightens up the show a lot.
Well,
and thank you, Johnny.
Thank you.
I know. We might as well laugh. And be happy, right? And live that way.
Thank you, Johnny. Mm-hmm. And thank you all the callers for calling. We had a lot of new people, too.
And especially Kate.
We're excited.
A lot of informative information.
Aloha, Kate. Mm-hmm. Yes, you were great, and we hope to hear from you again. And everybody, watch on our Facebook, and we're going to post it when Dale and I are going to have our little talk together. We're going to talk about some really exciting things, which I think that you just heard a couple of them.
Yeah, I think we get a big audience if we mention Johnny Carson and Donald Trump. I think we would get a huge audience.
I think so. He said it just like Donald. Huge. He always said that. Huge. Or huge, right?
Yeah.
Well,
huge.
You're going to hear it out of our mouths, and you're going to be able to see our faces while telling our little secret.
Oh, God, I didn't think about that part of it. Oh, wow.
We're going to air it.
My story is 30 years, so it can last several shows. It's not just one show. It's many shows.
Okay.
Well, if we don't get to everything, we will get to it in the next show, because I'm not going anywhere, everybody. So thank you. And now I will give out Dale Shear's direct number, because the show is over. Save that other number to call in next Friday, of course, where we always have Psychic Dale Shear on. But this week you can have your own private, longer reading in private if you call her. And here's the number, 808-372-1816. 808-372-1816, caller. She may give you a little discount if you say you're from Life, Laughter, Happiness. So, thanks, everybody. Aloha. And until next time, have a great weekend and week. Okay.
Good night, everyone.
Say aloha.
Aloha.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Aloha, Dale.
Hi, John.
Aloha, good night, everyone.
Bye, Johnny boy.